Health Minister Joe Pachla having a briefing today saying major hospitals in the country have finally been exempted from power cuts. He was joined by his deputy minister today giving an update on the extent that the power cuts were affecting the public sector's healthcare services. This is something that doctors have really been pushing for, saying that we have to have hospitals exempt from load shedding. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, having a look at that one for us. Kevin joining me in studio. Kevin, the minister gave an overview of how load shedding impacts the work of healthcare workers in the country's hospitals. So what did he say?
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, the minister in very clear detail spoke to the impact of load shedding on the delivering of health services in the sector. He also indicated that earlier this year, at least, he would have hoped, or there were indications that load shedding would be reduced or be non-existent, really. But unfortunately, he referred to the last couple of weeks where we saw load shedding being escalated up to stage six. And they're now forced to make these alternative plans based on the feedback that they've been given from the various departments in the provinces. He did say that some hospitals do have alternative power sources on hand, but these are not enough or robust enough when you consider the unpredictability of load shedding, as well as the intensity thereof that varies from stage two up to stage six at any moment. Just listen to what the minister said.
These alternative sources of support for electricity supply have not been made for prolonged periods of outages. So in terms of their ability to support and carry the facilities in all their respects to continue to provide services, these backup systems are not meant for really as primary sources of power generation.
The health department also announced which hospitals are exempt. So what else are they doing to buffer the impact of load shedding? I saw a conversation around solar.
Definitely so. The minister addressed the healthcare facilities, in particular in Gauteng, that's got a very heavy caseload in South Africa, talking about Charlotte Maxeke, Helen Joseph, the Steve Biko Academic Hospital, but also saying one hospital in the Free State, Palonomi, KwaZulu-Natal, also a number of facilities. But when we come down to the Northern Cape and Mpumalanga, the minister said in the Northern Cape, three names have been submitted. They're waiting a response from Eskom in terms of that, and two hospitals in Mpumalanga. But we also see like sectors are now reacting to that. The Western Cape saying that they're going to have a briefing this afternoon to talk about the non-exemption of electricity at the facilities here, saying that they have an agreement in place with the city of Cape Town. But the minister did say it's either with Eskom that these provisions have been made, or locally through a municipality. He did speak also with regard to alternative energy sources, saying that they're now considering going the route of solar as well as UPS systems, and that is something that they will have to consider once they now build new facilities.
These facilities have been guaranteed to be exempted either directly through Eskom or through the local authorities which are supplying them with electricity.
Thanks very much, Kevin Brunt, for wrapping that up for us. Well, let's get some reaction now from Professor Adam Mohammed, head of internal medicine at the Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital, someone who has been pushing for this for quite some time. Prof, good afternoon to you. Finally, we are seeing some hospitals being exempt from load shedding. What's your reaction?
Good afternoon, and to your listeners as well. I'm so happy. It's been a long time since I'm happy, and this is a positive sign, and I must take off and acknowledge the Minister of Health and the provinces for actually now taking some action, and it's going to have a positive impact, and it already has. I'm not lying to you when I tell you the buzz among so many healthcare workers is, we made a noise, we raised an issue, the authorities listened to us, and it's created a positive vibe already. I mean, there's lots of challenges with electricity at other facilities, but at least we are moving in the right direction. And let's acknowledge the minister and everyone concerned for where we're moving. And I think it's going to make a difference to people's lives immediately. However, I can't just say acknowledge and say this is well done. We still have to work towards the entire healthcare system being exempt. The port of entry for a patient is a primary healthcare clinic. We need to look at that as well. So I'm really happy, and this has been a good day. And the National Department of Health, also when we got involved at Charlotte Maxeke, things are happening now. So there's a lot of positivity in this last month for me. And for the healthcare, because I think we mentioned.
Oh, Prof, it's so encouraging to hear you speak like that, because so often we've spoken on the radio about how frustrated you are, how hard it is to get government to do anything. And this just goes to show the kind of impact that it has when you make a noise, when you shout and scream and government listens and does something. What kind of impact would it have on a very practical level to have the hospitals in this way exempt from load shedding?
So, easy example. This morning, the clinic started at 8 o'clock. Procedures started happening at 8 o'clock, not 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. So immediately when I walked in today into the endoscopy room, into my hospital, there was light, not just from the patients, from the rooms and from staff, and we already started processing patients. We already today made a difference. And I think this will lead to non-cancellation of cases and better outcomes for patients. But I am excited, but don't for one second think I'm going to take my foot off the pedal. We still have a lot of work to do in healthcare, and with the mindset that I'm seeing from our minister, I think we can do much better in this world, in this country, but we still must be advocates for patients. Patients are number one in this country, and if we keep that focus, we will improve healthcare 1,000%. So we've won one battle. We've still got a few more left.
Keep fighting, Prof. Thank you so much. Professor Adam Mohammed, Head of Internal Medicine at the Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital. It just goes to show, when you have someone in civil service, a doctor like that, and all of his colleagues as well, who make a noise, who fight and scream and say, we need to get hospitals exempt from load shedding. Today, the Minister of Health, Joe Parkla, saying that several hospitals and clinics will be exempt from rolling blackouts. And you hear the practical impact that it has, and the impact that it has on the mood and the attitude and the energy of doctors. And as he says, the fight continues. We need all healthcare centers to be exempt from load shedding. But that just goes to show what can happen.